This is Sunday morning, September 16th, 2018, and this is going to be the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and it is uncut because this is not what I even have down for this Sunday, but we're going to go with what the Lord's speaking to me. You know, a lot of people fear the age we live in. They fear the mark of the beast coming, and they fear taking the mark or not taking the mark, and everything's been emphasized on the mark. But what they don't understand, and what I don't think's been realized, maybe a few in the body of Christ have realized the fact they've already been marked. They've already been marked. Just a tip in the hand can be dug out, a tattoo can be scratched off. In the time of the fall, man was made in the likeness and image of God. He had God's DNA. You know, you hear a lot about changing people's DNA. Well, DNA tells you who your daddy is. That's what DNA does. They do paternity tests. They take a sample of DNA and they compare it and they come up with the probability of that person being your father. Well, that's what Father God in the garden did. He made mankind in his image and after his likeness. Well, after the fall, God told the devil, there's a seed coming, seed of the woman's coming. And this seed is going to tread on your head. Well, we see in Genesis chapter 6, the sons of God came to earth and began to mate with earth women and began to impart to them sorcery, which is our medical system today. You know, this is just off the cuff this morning. These are studies the Lord's having me study right now that I'm going to be bringing on television. But we're looking at our medical system. Yeah. Magic. Egypt. Just think about. So when that happened, man's DNA changed. He became of their father, the devil. That's what Jesus called the Pharisees of his day. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Their DNA had changed. The Nephilim, they were a mixed breed that would die. Some people say, and I don't know if this is the truth or not, that after the Nephilim died, that's where demons came from. That's the ones that roam around, Jesus said, in dry places with nowhere to rest. They don't partake of salvation. They were not God's creation. But these fallen angels came and they did what they did. Well, that set mankind. Mankind was already marked with the beast. Who do you think the beast is? So as born-again Christians, we already have our DNA set. We don't have to worry about some mark. Now, you can change allegiance. You can turn your back on God and walk away, and you can give in to the world system, and you can do the things the world system's way. But the truth is, you've already been marked. If you read there in Revelation, I forget what chapter it is, it talks about the seal of God in their foreheads. Well, the devil's going to have his own seal. See, he tries to mimic God in everything he does, anything to be a counterfeit, to try to dupe. And it says when these plagues come on the earth, the last seven, the vials, that they will be for the ones that are marked with the mark of the beast. Now, I do believe there'll be a physical mark of some kind that he will mark his people, but the real mark is the fact that you're a child of the devil. If you're not born again, you're a child of the devil. You're already marked with Satan's DNA. You're of your father, the devil, and you do the things that your father does. He's a liar. There's no truth in him. You can see the characteristics and the signs of the children of the devil, even in this day. You can see the signs on the earth of the children of God. They act like their father and their brother. So we don't need to be afraid of some stupid mark because we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, period. I said, Lord, we've looked at Revelation so squirrely and so weird. It's really a revelation that's what mainly has already happened. The plan's already been set. We're not just sitting and waiting on a suitcase for these things to happen. These things have been happening for a long time. Paul even said they were in the last days. So our objective, Danny was talking about how would it be if every person in Odessa was born again and we were all trained and we were all taking the gospel. We are literally snatching them out of the kingdom of the Antichrist. Who's the Antichrist? Satan. So our emphasis needs to be on, oh, I don't want to take the mark, I'm so scared, this silly stuff. It should be on the fact that we're snatching people out of the fire. Whether they'll listen or they won't listen. But Satan is about trying to change our DNA. How can he do that? Well, it's not by maybe some of the means that people on the earth are trying to change people's DNA. I believe it's by what you hear. Because this is how Satan entices. This is how he caused Eve to lose her godly DNA in the image of God and step over into that realm where she was now lost and Adam eternally lost. Completely cut off from God, completely hellbound. Now God brought a covenant for them. Now you see why the children of Israel, they fought the Nephilim their whole life. All through the Old Testament, they fought the Nephilim. What was Satan trying to do? He was trying to pollute the pure seed of God before the Messiah came. He was trying to mess up the bloodline. Noah was the only one left that was not polluted. You get that? His bloodline was not polluted. That's why he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Well, not everybody in his family was not polluted. Somebody picked up that seed. Because we see it started happening again after the flood. But God's intent was to wipe it out. That's why the Israelites, when they went in, they killed everything. Babies, mothers, fathers, you know, everybody. He said, wipe them out. Sometimes he even said, wipe out the cattle or the livestock. It was that seed of the serpent. Okay, well, three, in Christ Jesus, they had no defense. They physically had to kill off these people. Now you'd see like the tribe of, I think it was Benjamin, that was nearly completely wiped out because of homosexuality. Their own tribes turned on them and killed them until they had so few men left in their tribe, they had to go to some neighboring countries and get wives for the ones that were left because they had killed out so many. I don't remember how many. Homosexuality is a trait of this satanic DNA. That's why in the New Covenant we transform our thinking. This changes our DNA. Now you can see why people are in such situations that they are. 24/7 propaganda. Lord gave me a word about them this morning. Some of you may be aware. I know you aren't. I used to follow Cerebrain on Reddit. Well, a few days ago, I think it was the 12th, Reddit completely shut down the Great Awakening board, which is Q. And all those that post anything Q, 70,000 people, were all of a sudden without any avenue. And there's another website that's opened up that's taken them all in. But this is what the Lord said to me. And Q has warned this. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube are going to do it to us too. They're going to do it to all of them. And a lot of people depend on these for their money. They're independent journalists, and so they make money off of their channels. But this is what the Lord said. It may look one way, but you just watch. I've got a plan. I know for a fact that Q, the one that does 8chan is where Q posts, and only Q can post on 8chan. Nobody else can post on 8chan. That's where Q poster dropped. And it's owned by a retired vet And so it's a secure place that the MSM cannot touch or anybody else can't touch. And it's been made in a way to expand. This is what the Lord's doing. Bypassing the MSM, bypassing them totally. Thursday, there's going to be a test of the emergency broadcasting system, the presidential through FEMA. There's going to be a test, so everybody get ready. Thursday, there's going to be a test. It'll come up presidential alert on it. This is just a test of this system that they're trying to put in place. And what's going to happen by what the MSM has done, the Lord said, the same net that they've cast for you, the alternative media, the ones that are bringing God's message and what the president's doing and what Q is doing and all of these things to further the storm, they're going to fall into their same old trap. They're going to find themselves with nowhere to go and nobody to listen. They're going to sit there on their stations and twiddle their thumbs because we've all vacated. The net they set for us, they are going to fall into it themselves. Haman has been hung on the gallows. They think they're big and tough and they have all this money. They don't care about money. That's not the deal. They don't care if you leave or not. They're being compensated. They're pushing a narrative. That's what they're doing. And it's Satan's narrative. It's Satan. Satan. But anyway, I just want to tell you this morning, don't be in despair because you see them knocking you off of here. You back the church into a corner, what's going to happen? You're going to wish rue the day that you ever were born. Because God is fighting with his church. He's got our backs. And there's not any weapon formed against us that shall prosper. We just keep praying. We just keep pushing forward. We just keep doing what God has showed us to do. He's preparing a place for us. He's preparing a place for those truth tellers and whistleblowers and things that are helping people and bringing people into the light called the Great Awakening, properly named. Why? So that they not be ones that perish. But God's got a plan. He's been working his plan. He'll continue to work his plan. And just because it looks like the enemy's got the upper hand, don't let that fool you. Because God is working behind the scenes and he is doing things that it'll be greater than we ever thought. So be encouraged today. Don't look at it and go, oh my God, oh my God. No, 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 don't, no. He's rearranging things. I said this morning on the broadcast, I'm talking about the book of Revelation, how the birth pangs that are happening, it's rearranging things because when Jesus comes, there's not going to be any mountains. There's not going to be any islands. It says there's not even going to be any water. All this stuff is going to happen when he comes. It's just a rearranging of the earth to fit his agenda, his kingdom. And God's doing that. We're supposed to be doing that here. The church is supposed to be the ones that are taking our authority, and we are supposed to be owning it all, possessing it all, using it all for the kingdom of God to take the message. Just think about it. If we had all the mainstream media stations to take the gospel, instead of a few little ones here and there that have awful transmitters that go out half the time, come on, listen to me. God don't have no crap. No. He is transferring what they got into our hands. And he's raising up people that are trained in journalism and trained to do this kind of thing. God's called them to do this kind of thing, to stand in those places where they can reach a lot of people. I'd like to know we were on a station that we'd never have to be concerned about being censored or edited in any way. Which, by the way, one day, I don't even know what I was looking at. Back last year, the president did meet in the White House with an executive order concerning the 501c3 and the Johnson Amendment and bypassing them any repercussions for standing in their pulpits and speaking the truth. See, these things are going on. Nothing's ever reported, so how do you ever know? Unless some of the truthers pick it up and let us know. See, things are going on. Things are going on behind the scenes all the time. It's a beehive of activity of what God is doing. And we're winning. We're winning. We don't need to be down in the mouth today. We're winning. There's more with us than are with them. They just think they're big, bad, and ugly, but the Lord said, I got a bigger stick than you. Let me think if that was all.